Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
For centuries, Europeans believed that all swans were white, until they discovered black swans in Western Australia. And it's so much fun feeding them bread at the lake. They get really pushy too. Hold your hand out with bread, they'll take it all right, fingers and all, and barge in front of the others to reach the bread and your fingers first. Lots of fun. Sheer exhilaration for a two-year-old to watch. Just keep them far enough away from the swans. Anyway, in the book The Black Swan, the author illustrates spectacular insights into human thinking. As an example, he talks about the extraordinary library belonging to a man named Umberto Eco. Umberto's library has 30,000 books, and he separates his visitors to his library into two categories. Those who react with, "Wow, what a library! How many of these books have you ever read?" And those very few who understand that a library is a research tool which should contain as much of what you don't know as possible. The first group sees the library as an ego-boosting appendix. The second group recognizes that our knowledge is unbelievably small and that what we do not know is immeasurably more significant than what we do know. In the ancient scriptures, a physician named Luke wrote to Theophilus and said how he carefully investigated everything from the beginning and decided to write an account so you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught. And he left us with an in-depth account of who Jesus was, what he said and did, and how he rose from the dead. I'm Aaron Wright.